Absolutely. I think all the members demonstrated by the time given to the motion today that they all have concerns. I think Donegal's a huge county and the whole area of Irish Water is going to be a very worrying development. Donegal County Council now, if you like, from the 1st of January, will be acting as a sort of a caretaker capacity. I think there's many questions that needs to be asked of Irish Water, and I've asked today and have the support of full council that we as elected members of Donegal County Council meet directly with Irish Water. We need to put the questions to them, what is exactly is going to happen with regards to the group schemes, the whole area of the billing. Donegal County Council will continue now to handle this, but that's only, in my opinion, conveniently at the moment to suit Irish Water themselves. So I think there are many questions that needs to be answered. Water is a huge resource, there's a huge value in the county, and we also need to look at our investment plan going forward as well, because we need to see a high level of investment in improving the infrastructure we have in the county. But this is effectively the privatisation of our water services. I'd be very concerned about that, and I think into the future the public will be very concerned as well, because we have a huge complement of dedicated people in Donegal County Council, and even from a billing perspective, I think Donegal County Council was always working closer with business people as well. Irish Water or Bord Gáis, I think, will have a different approach. And that's a very worrying development as well for many people. So I think there's lots of questions that Irish Water need to come here and clarify for us as a council.
And as you've said, you want a council deputation to meet with Irish Water. The handover's 3 weeks, so this meeting's going to have to take place ASAP.
Well, that's exactly what I've said. I'd be looking for the meeting now before Christmas. I think we owe it to the electorate to have this meeting to have clarification. But Irish Water at this stage should have actually have met with us as a council. And I suppose It gives you a fair indication of their intent going forward, the fact that they haven't met with elected members.